Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm K.O. Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. How y'all doing? I have been doing very well. I can honestly say that because it's a brand new day. And you guys know why I say what it is that I say leading into it. Like the good day, best day to be, or good day, best day of the week, great day to be alive, great day to get better. Often I say that as a reminder to me that it is a good day. It is the best day of the week. It is a great day to be alive. It's a great day to get better. It's a great day to be 2% better than you were yesterday. I'm back on to reading my books or listening to my books. What I will say is that the last 2 weeks were some very interesting times. And just kind of sitting down and reflecting that I kind of came up with something, not anything on my own, but it was something that I've heard before. And it's life is precious.
Message.
Life is precious. And that's something that we all know, but I feel that we all take it for granted.
Hold up.
Well, I can't speak for y'all. So more often than I would like to ever admit it, I take a lot of things for granted. Money, time, moments, life. The one thing that I don't take for granted, though, is relationships. And the relationships in general that I create with people. I've always valued those probably more than anything else. And I'm talking all relationships, like all the ships. So whether it's friendships or romantic relationships or work relationships, family ships, brotherhood ships. Yeah, I know I'm making up a few, but I'm so strong about these relationships because I'm not afraid to let those things become a part of me. Through the years, I've learned so much from relationships. Like I've grown so much because of them. I've learned how to navigate through certain things in life because of relationships. I've learned what not to do from relationships, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And much like relationships of all kinds of ships, even the made-up ships. And again, I like family ship. Family ship should be a thing that we often use. But just much like them, and much like life, they're fragile. So why am I talking about fragility? I'm glad you asked me. So recently, we lost a family member, my Aunt Lois. And knowing that a bright light that she's always been won't be there anymore is really tough to stomach. Like that's a hard pill to swallow. And those things never really hit you until like you've had one of those aha moments. Like it didn't hit me because I was always present. Like it didn't hit me because I was at the family reunions. Like I went to, you know, some of the 4th of July's that she had at her home. I've gone to, you know, just different family events, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or, you know, what have you. Like we Facebook friends, just clown around. Like, so I've been around. So it didn't hit me because I had relationship and like I was present. But it was those aha moments. And I'll give you one of those aha moments. So we're at her home going services. Y'all know I'm from the South for sure now. saying things like homegoing service, celebration of life. Like those are real Southern churchy things. Ooh, so we're at the services and at our home church, and one of the men of the church stands up and he's kind of giving his story about my aunt. And as he's giving his story, you can hear, you know, him kind of pop his lip and smack a little bit in the microphone. And it's just the way that he talks. So, you know, my daughter, she's silly, just as silly as I am. So this is another person that I can't sit beside at church. My daughter sends me a text message and she goes, "Daddy, why he just smacking all in the microphone? Didn't anybody tell him to finish his food or, you know, not chew gum or finish his drink before he got to the podium?" I text back to her. I said, "Well, you know, Delaney, when he got up there, he was a little choked up." And that's when it hit me, because my daughter was just looking for that silver lining. She was looking for that funny moment in order to make herself feel better. And I immediately said, right after that message was, I'm trying to look for it in my phone, I said, "You know what? Maybe that is the way that he talks." And we chuckled about it. Like we shared a look with each other. And in moments after that, I started tearing up, because I'm like,
damn,
she's gone. So like just listening to people one after another just get up and they're talking about her and just talking about her like she was a matchmaker and she, you know, was just the life of the party. And she's just, you know, they're really talking about it. They're giving her flowers, and they've always given her flowers. So they didn't wait until, you know, we were getting ready, we were laying her to rest. They've always given her flowers. So listening to those stories and realizing that you have those same stories in your mental journal that you can share, and like everyone's stories could be locked step and just there. It was interesting to know that she was that person with everyone. And I didn't realize that this was going to be a tough one to get through, because I did jot some things down just to kind of go through it. But it is a little, it's difficult. And like I was saying, in those moments of finding the silver lining, in those moments of finding the joke of a sad situation, was when I got hit. And it dawned on me, life is fragile, because a relationship is now delayed. A friend is a memory now. A family member just leaves their spirit behind. And all we have are those memories. And that's tough, but within that lies a lesson. Those things that we often take for granted.
Hold up.
My bad. Again, let me speak for myself. Those things that I've often taken for granted, as far as time, money, moments, and life, are all really fragile things. And I will try better to be more mindful of those things. But again, the things that I cherish most are relationships. And through those relationships, I get to relive these moments. I'm one of the babies of the family.
Say it with your chest.
And in being one of the babies of my family, I get to be around a lot of my older cousins. And before, I was never able to like add to the conversation with my cousins. I was never able to. I was always the one being carried around the house. I was always the one being told to, you know, drink some alcoholic beverage. Shout out to my cousin Cedric, that I wasn't supposed to be drinking at that time. I was the cousin that my older cousins would take Gallon. Gallon is a game where they take me to the mall and they say, "Hey, go tell her that you lost and you can't find your cousin."
Wait a minute.
And then they would come find me, or come walk up to me saying, "Oh my God, I found them," and I was the gopher. And that's probably why I'm the gopher now for a lot of my friends, because hell, I was used as that before. But long story short, my cousin Cedric and I, we had just got finished carrying my aunt to her final resting place. And we're sitting back and we're kind of talking, small talk, and we're just looking out over the cemetery, but we're still talking. And we're church kids, but righteous and ratchet, if you will. And we just stopped talking, and I go, "Man, I love seeing my family, bruh. But I fucking hate seeing us get together like this." And he looked at me and he goes, "Nigga, you took the words out of my fucking mouth." We still at church, mind you. But this is how we're talking to each other. And I've gone from being the little cousin being carried around on their hip, the little cousin that, "Hey, don't get into that," the little cousin, "Hey, try this," to being someone that can actually add to what's going on. In other words, I've gotten grown. And they've allowed me that space. And the more opportunities that we're around each other, the more I start getting game from them. And hell, they even get game from me. But again, that goes back to those relationships. And all of these relationships have given me an opportunity to really grow. And for that, I'm thankful. I'm extremely thankful. And I'm thankful for the life that was so well lived by my aunt. And hearing those things and being able to regurgitate a lot of those things that other people were saying because I've experienced them, that was huge for me. So cheers to my aunt for a life well lived. And thank you for the memories, and thank you for continuing to keep the family going. So let's transition a little bit with a side note. I got a question. Am I the only one that feels that love, in whatever capacity that love comes in, never goes away? And I mean like any kind of love.
What?
Just me? Okay, moving on. Okay, no, I got another question. Am I the only one that keeps a living document of quotes that I like?
Nigga, what?
No. Yes. Again, just me. I'm asking because I've got a note in my phone called "Who's the Greatest Among Us?" And I've literally lost count of how many quotes or lyrics that I have in this note in my phone. Now, I also have another phone called "Things That I've Learned in Church." And that's where, well, the things that I learned in church. I guess that's self-explanatory. But back to this other note, though, the "Who's the Greatest Among Us?" And these notes literally started off as, like, I set out and I'm like, "Hey, every day I get up, I'm gonna write a lyric. I'm gonna write something that I dreamt about, or I'm gonna just write something that I think is dope. And I'm gonna write this lyric. I'm gonna find a few tracks. And some of these lyrics I'll sing. Some of these lyrics I'll rap. Some of these lyrics I'll use for ghostwriting. Or, you know, it's my, you know, they got these AI generators. This is my KLF generator. So if I get bogged down in writing a song, I can always just flip through these notes and possibly pull a lyric out of it and get out of my my writer's block. And it's just, it evolved into, I'm jotting down deep thoughts. I'm jotting down some quotes that I see, whether it's from Emmanuel Acho, Marcellus Wiley. He has this thing where it's called Wileyisms that he does at the end of his show. Shannon Sharp says, a bunch of crazy stuff, but he says a lot of things that I like. You know, I listen to The Pivot, $1 billion Worth of Game, Joe Rogan. Like, so some of these really, really thought provoking things I just jot down, and I've got them all in these notes in my phone. And I just recently shared these notes with my son, because when he can't hear me encourage him, I want him to be able to read like what's on my mind, or read something that I've stumbled across. So, and I say that because I think it's something that's good for him. It gets him thinking. I don't know how many times he's opened this note since I've given it to him, but I'm almost certain that when he does, he'll see a bunch of gems, because I thought they were gems for me when I wrote them down. Anywho, I was saying that just to say, hey, just start jotting down things that you hear throughout the day, things that like kind of trigger you and kind of, you know, perk your ears up, get you really thinking about some things, and just kind of see what you come up with, because out of those thoughts will come your own thoughts. And who knows, maybe the next quote that I write down would be something that came from you and ended up in my phone. Sometimes we just need to be our own outlet. I really appreciate you all for listening to me for these last 16 minutes and a few seconds. You guys don't understand. Like, I really, really appreciate you. I really appreciate the fact that you all allow what started off as an outlet for me to be something that I really enjoy doing, and that you rock with it. I love the support. I love the comments. I love the feedback. The fact that you guys are liking, you're subscribing. And if you haven't liked and subscribed, just like and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much for supporting what started off as an outlet. So this has been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Again, thank you so all. Thank you so all. Take two. Thank you. Sheesh. Take three. This has been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Thank you all so much for the support and the love. We out. I bet you. You don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out. You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.